Collectible Gaming. Select your character. Musket Shot. Mr. K. Let the battle begin.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Indestructible Gaming and More. I am Musket Shot. Alongside me is my co-host, Mr. K. Mr. K, hello.
Welcome back.
And this week we are talking about a game called Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance. And haven't really played any Dungeons & Dragons games. Specifically Dungeons & Dragons games on Xbox or on my computer. So this is a first for me. How about you? Have you played anything before?
No, I've known there's a couple here and there, but I haven't played any.
Yeah. So this is a good experience for us. So this game is developed by Wizards of the Coast and published by Took Games. So this is, I think it's their first real big game that's hitting like Xbox and PlayStation. But they have done like a Magic the Gathering game online, which is a PC game. And I think they've done another one like that. So, but this seems to be their first Dungeons & Dragons video game that I can see on their site. And of course, I think they're probably more known for a lot of their other Dungeons and Dragons type stuff. From what I can remember, growing up, like books and that type of stuff. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. But I thought it was Wizards of the Coast that did a lot of that stuff as well. So the game is rated M for mature. There is, of course, blood and gore, violence, language. If you're gonna let your kids play this because they're into Dungeons and Dragons, just so heads up and warning that there is some use of foul language, if you want to call it foul language, I guess, swearing and stuff like that. So from the heroes that you portray and the villains as well. So just a heads up on that if you're gonna let your kids play it because it's Dungeons and Dragons related. But it's a co-op game. You can play up to four players online or local. So pretty cool. We played this on Xbox One Game Pass. And I'll let Mr. K kind of tell us the plot of the game.
Well, it's before I continue, it's a also a beat 'em up, a 3D beat 'em up. So yeah. The plot of the story is basically you go as these heroes. I always forget the names. There's
Drizzlet. Drizzle. What's his name?
Drizzle.
Drizzt. It's like D-R-I-Z-Z-T. It's kind of weird. I guess it's Drizzt.
And I'm just thinking Cheez-Its.
Yeah. There's Wolfgar. Caddy Bree. And Brunor.
Yeah, and these characters basically have to go find, I guess, the shard.
Yeah, it's a crystal shard of some sort.
Yeah, with the cutscenes don't really do much to give you any bit of really what's happening, mm-hmm. other than what's going on in the specific area where you are.
Yeah, and all these four characters have been affected some way, somehow, from these other monsters and villains, you know, kind of trying to take over their world and their lands. Yeah. All of them trying to get their hands on this crystal shard, which will basically, you know, kind of like rule the world type of thing.
So when we first started playing, I thought to myself, how are they going to make this like D&D? And I mean, they kind of did in a way. They have a character sheet, and as you play, because this is a a beat 'em up, you can get experience points from this. And after every game, say you level up, you can use this on a skill tree of a sort and get new moves.
Yeah, that's the big thing. It's you have to with every mission that you do, you're building up your characters' skills and stuff like that. And the big thing with this game is it's all about really upgrading stuff, upgrading your weapons, upgrading your materials that you have with you, or upgrading the clothing that you have that you're wearing or come across as far as loot goes within the game.
Yeah, there's some negative things about this game, but it's still pretty fun with four people.
Yeah, I mean we started playing it with three. There's three of us playing it. You, myself, and your dad. And now we've gone to a four-player game where we've added my wife to the game. It can be a lot of fun. There's only four characters to choose from. You can't have multiples of the same character in the game. So everybody has to choose one of those four characters.
Well, that's the problem, you see, because there's like eight slots of characters you can have. So, and this game is kind of like, this is a game that only wants you to play like twice with these four characters. There's six difficulty levels within each section of the game within their levels. Mm-hmm. So they're asking for you to do a lot.
Yeah.
Just for those four characters.
Right. So let's just kind of go through the game a little bit. So there's first character is Drizzt, who's sort of part of like an evil elf or something like that. But he's, you know, fighting for good. He has two scimitar swords and he's like really fast.
He can warp around and all
that. He can warp around and stuff like that. So he's one of the characters. You got Wolfgar, who is like a barbarian type character. He wields like this big hammer type weapon. He's good at like just smashing things, going head on
to things. Heavy damage.
You got Caddy Bree, who is a, I guess what you call a ranger or archer. An archer.
Yeah, archer.
She's obviously got a bow, an arrow, and is pretty good from like distance, hitting targets and stuff like that. I would say, you know, when we were playing just the three of us, I was using her as the character, as my character, and I think it's, you know, it's really good as far as firing from a distance with her, but up close sometimes you may have to back up and stuff, you know, as far as firing the weapons. It's like, it could be hit or miss sometimes with her, but she's pretty good. And then the last character is Brunor, who's a dwarf. And he's kind of the same as the barbarian, just kind of goes headlong into things and smashes things. He's pretty fast, though, for a dwarf. And he's got a shield and kind of like an axe type thing. So, and Caddy Bree is supposed to be his adopted daughter. So yeah, like we were saying, you have to play as one of those four characters. You can't have two Brunors down there or two Drizzts in the game. So that's one thing that we're like, all right, you know, that's not so much a big deal, but it's kind of weird when you think of Dungeons and Dragons, you think of like having like wizards or other types of characters that are common.
Or just custom characters in general.
Yeah, so right now there's just these four characters. I'm hoping that at some point they'll have updates and where you'll be able to create your own character, or hopefully they'll add four more characters so they can kind of expand it.
Yeah, but I hope so too.
But the characters aren't bad. They're decent characters. They do talk in the game, usually to each other while the mission starts. They'll be talking. And then sometimes when you're done with a mission and you're back at your home base where you're upgrading stuff, they'll be talking. They don't really talk too much during the game itself. Occasionally they might, but it's usually at the beginning of the mission that they will be talking to each other and telling some kind of story or something like that.
Yeah, it also sometimes glitches and characters can talk over one another. Yeah. It's pretty funny to come across.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's probably one of those things that depends on how far you advance your characters within that, like, mission. So, you know, if you get it beyond a certain point, it just starts, like, the next thing. So it's almost like they're expecting you to listen to the conversation before you start, you know, start that level. And which, you know, we never do. We just got to start running and get right into it. So to be honest with you, half the conversations I've missed because I don't even, you know, pay attention to them because I'm focused on something else. So characters all have, you do have like health potions. Most of them have some sort of, I guess you could say like some sort of special, either special weapon or special spell or something. Is that what you would call it?
For the potions? I would say they just give you different buffs.
Different abilities or something like that.
They give you different buffs to your character.
Yeah. Because, like, the Drizzt guy can release some kind of, like, an invisible big giant cat. The Catabree releases some kind of, like, root system that grabs the enemy. I forgot what the Barbarian, I forgot what he does, what his thing is.
Barbarian? Are you talking about his ultimate or just an ability?
Yeah, no, just one of his abilities.
There was an ability that he... I just remember his ultimate because I used it so much.
Right.
I know one of them was like a shockwave.
Yeah.
Where he throws his hammer into the ground and it just shocks everyone and makes them stay still.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... Each one has some kind of like different special ability and stuff like that. They have like this... Like I said, they have the health potions and stuff. Your characters do die quite often in this game. It's pretty hard not to die in this game.
Which is why it's also more fun to play four people.
Yeah.
One person is going to be a lot harder.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be respawned by your fellow teammates. They can come over and respawn you. If they don't get to you in time, you can force respawn yourself. So it just sort of respawns you. And I think it takes you back to like the beginning to the last checkpoint, but then it kind of teleports you to where everybody is pretty quickly. So you really don't, you don't have to really go too far back and find everybody. So, which is good most of the time. Although sometimes it doesn't do that. I don't know why it does and doesn't all the time, but what else? The weapons, you know, pretty good. Like I said, what you get, you can find different weapons at different
I wouldn't say different weapons. They're all cosmetic.
Yeah, they're all... Well, I'm saying different in the fact that they're different. Like,
it changes the weapon, but doesn't actually physically change anything.
Right.
Like, so it doesn't change what happens when you hit them. It doesn't change.
Right. So there's like, you know, each person has, you know, this specific weapon, but you might come... Like, there's different variations to the weapon. So there's like... Like a common weapon, an uncommon weapon, an epic weapon, a rare weapon, a legendary weapon. So you might find those weapons, and you find them via like treasure chests that kind of give you loot within the game. And then you can, when you're done with the mission, you can go back to like a merchant, and you can upgrade, you know, your weapons, or you can upgrade your clothing to make it stronger or better and stuff like that. So
you could also change the color to some of the clothing.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot.
Not everything, only certain ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the stuff that is skins that you can change the weapons or clothing. Everything comes at a price though, the amount of gold and other stuff that you find throughout the mission. Everything that you do, you have to basically, you know, if you want to upgrade something, you got to pay for it. If you want to change the skin, you got to pay for it. One of the things that you can't really do when you're at the merchant is you can't like buy anything.
Yeah, which is
you can upgrade stuff,
which doesn't make sense to me to have a merchant and not have them sell anything.
Yeah,
it's very weird.
Yeah, which I think one of the things I don't like about the game is that you can't like buy anything. There's not like I don't mind the weapons, but
the you know, game it'd be doesn't really cool give you anything good to begin with. It gave us a lot of uncommons rather than getting rares, or which I guess makes sense saying it out loud. But we were like almost halfway through the game, and or maybe even more, and we still were getting that kind of stuff. So we were wondering if it's maybe it was the difficulty you're on, or maybe it's the fact that we're playing three players. But when we had Musket Shot's wife come on, it was. Did you notice a difference? I don't think I did.
No, not really. No, it's about the same, I think.
Which is. Makes it an issue when the guy doesn't actually sells you anything.
Right.
You just upgrade stuff because that just made me want to sell all my stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't need.
Yeah. The big thing is when you get all this, you get loot at the end of every mission. And a lot of the stuff, if you don't like it or don't need it, in which most of the time you don't really need it because you might find something that, you know, okay, you had a uncommon bow. So now, then this last mission, you found a epic bow. Well, probably you're going to go with the epic bow because it's probably going to be the better bow. So, you know, what we end up doing a lot of times in the game is we end up selling off everything basically and just keeping one of, you might keep one or two of that, you know, that battle item or that clothing or something like that, but the rest you end up selling off. And it's like, yeah, you can upgrade this stuff, but sometimes I'm like, oh, what's the point? Just you know, if you get something better, you just sell off the better item and just, you know, use the newer stuff. So I don't know. It's because, I mean, that's the big thing is, you know, if you want to upgrade stuff, sometimes you have to sell the stuff to upgrade it because you need some money and stuff like that. So, I don't know. There's different things like when you're upgrading your character, there's like feats that you can unlock.
Yeah, and those don't give you anything like a power or anything. They just kind of give you a passive. So like you'd be able to get like 15% more gold or 15 or 25% more armor.
Right. And then you can unlock different moves as well. So it's usually like you can unlock sometimes like one move each time. So it might be, you know, oh, you know, if you press this button and then this button together, your character will do this now.
I thought that was part of the powers.
Yeah. So, well, you have to unlock the move.
No, you were saying it was part of feats.
There's moves and then there's feats.
Yeah, you were talking about feats at first, and then you started talking about moves.
Yeah, because there's feats, which is like there's the three different types of feats, right?
Yeah, there's three different feats.
Yeah,
and each of them kind of do their own thing.
Yeah, but then there's also a moves section too, where you can unlock different moves for your character. So it's a different thing altogether. But yeah, there's. So, I mean, what we've played so far, the gameplay is good. I mean, it's.
Some people might look at it and say repetitive.
Yeah, I mean, it's hack and slash. I mean, it's.
Yeah, there's not.
There's not much more to it other than that, I would say, really.
I still find it really fun, though. It's really
enjoyable. Yeah. The creatures and people that you fight, you know, it can vary in section to section. Some sections it's pretty heavy with characters, some aren't so bad. The one thing I would say that again, it's basically you feel like you're just fighting in caves, big caves.
Yeah, in the beginning parts, the the levels kind of look the same.
Yeah.
They kind of feel the same. So only certain ones that come to mind have certain things in them that makes them unique.
Yeah. So I don't know how the game, I mean, we haven't finished the game yet, but so it'll be interesting to see how.
Yeah, I'm curious.
The different to see how stages.
Yeah, how is it going to end?
Yeah.
And will it make us have to restart from the very beginning in some way?
Yeah.
On a higher difficulty level.
Right. Because you could start the game, or you could play the whole game through at level one and then bump up to level two if you want, or you can do it partway through. It doesn't matter when you can bump up to a higher level, whatever you want, during the game. But we have found that it is quite a lot more difficult if you do bump up your level when your characters maybe aren't 100% ready to handle that level. I mean, we've gone into some levels where we bumped it up to a level, you know, level three for a certain section, and then literally went in and got destroyed in about, you know, 5 minutes and had to respawn at the beginning and jump down to a lower level, next lower level. So it is difficult. So I don't.
Yeah, it doesn't help where sometimes it also just crashes on some levels.
Yeah, we've had that happen a couple times now where the game kicks one of the party out, freezes on their end, and then kicks them out. So
yeah, it doesn't allow them to come back then. They're just screwed over.
Yeah, and see, and it's usually they're about halfway through the level and they've just received, you know, some really good loot, you know, at some point during that level that they're excited about, and then they get booted out and it's like, oh, so they've lost everything on that level. So now, you know, you end up, everybody ends up, we just go back and restart. But the problem is it's like, you know, we just lost everything that we had as well. I don't know if that's a common problem, if other people have had that problem, but
yeah, I hope they fix it.
Yeah, we've run into that problem so far a couple of times. So hopefully that, you know, with updates, hopefully that'll get fixed.
Mm. So what do you think of the music?
The music's okay. It's kind of like, I don't know. We keep joking around saying it sounds like death metal type stuff, but it's not really. I mean, it's just like, it's just really weird stuff.
It's kind of like your Lord of the Rings kind of music.
Yeah. Dramatic. Yeah. It's not bad. It fits what you're doing. I mean,
Jesus, those cops are going crazy.
Yeah. The police go crazy outside. Yeah, the music seems to fit the game pretty well. I mean, my wife and I have played Divinity in Divinity 2, and there's times where you get into a fight and the music's like, why are they using this music for this fight scene? Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, it sounds like we should be walking through a village in a marketplace instead. You know, it's like, but the music that they use in this game seems to fit for the most part.
And sometimes there'll be a glitch to where there's no music at all. And
it's
quite very awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really think it's not too often that I really focus on the music in games. There's times where I do, like if there's certain songs or if they become repetitive or if the music's very repetitive. I haven't really focused too much on the music too much, but I do, you know, I think you notice it more in the cutscenes, obviously, and then when the game is like loading up into a certain level or something like that, you kind of notice it more. It's kind of weird.
And another thing that's also weird about this game are the enemies in general. Sometimes they'll just don't react to you and then just kind of stand. They don't do anything until like 5 seconds later when you run past them. Or sometimes they just stand there and let you kill them. It happened to us last night.
Yeah. that's one of the things that's kind of strange too with this game is, I think I mentioned it last night, was that there's a lot of times when you run into an area and the enemy like is just standing there, and you can kind of just turn around and run out, and they don't chase you or do anything. They just kind of stay there, and it's almost like they don't fight you until you actually
do something
to them.
Kind of asking to be jumped.
Yeah.
To be ambushed. So it's like.
So it's kind of weird. So if you're the Caddy Bree character with your bow and arrow, and you can be up high, and before anybody goes in there, you can sit there and just basically pick a lot of these characters off from a distance.
I don't know how your attacks are with the bow and arrow are, but when no other characters do it, it does take forever to get rid of their health.
Yeah.
Doing that like that.
Yes.
Because all of the characters they do have a throwable.
Right.
And it's an infinite amount of times.
But I forgot to mention that. Yeah, that's pretty funny that you mentioned that. The characters, as far as visual, the characters are third person. They're kind of like sort of top down behind, I would guess. I guess you could say when you play the characters, depends on how you.
I would just say behind third person.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty easy to, you know, if you like that style. I don't know. The game, it reminds me a lot of Gauntlet, except for the fact that you don't have to,
yeah,
you know, keep smashing a certain building or portal or some sort that the enemy keeps coming out of and will keep coming out of until you destroy it. They do come out of like different like ground doors and stuff like that, and hatches in the ground or whatever, they'll pop out of there, which, like I said, that kind of reminds me of Gauntlet. Smashing things to get the gold or finding the treasure chest reminds me of that. There's no food in this game. There's no like, I find food to get health, you know, to regain your health. But there is, you do come across different, it's like a fire with a pot, and it'll tell you, you know, you can either increase your loot.
Oh, you or mean the camp?
Yeah, or you can take a short rest.
Yeah, these are essentially your checkpoints.
Yeah. So if you take the short rest, it basically replenishes everybody's health. If you decided to increase the loot, then the loot becomes like more as you go along or something like that.
I'm assuming you get more because every time we don't get like better gear, we just get more of the same.
Yeah. So you just get, instead of maybe 6 items, you might get 8 items or something like that now within the level or something like that. So yes, there's that.
This game is by all means not perfect, but it's still very fun, and I say go check it out.
Yeah. The levels are pretty long. Or at least most of the levels are pretty long. You know, you'll be doing a lot of jumping, a lot of climbing, a lot of running, a lot of smashing.
There's a lot of that.
A lot of things blowing up and throwing you, knocking you to the ground.
Spikes.
Spikes step on, they get killed. Frozen acid. Areas, acid.
Fire.
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, it's your typical dungeon. I would say it's your typical dungeon crawling type game that if you played one of those games, you know kind of what to expect. I don't think there's been really anything that's really been like, oh, I wasn't really expecting. I've kind of expected pretty much everything we've come across so far, other than, you know, some of the enemies that they've added that are pretty fun to fight. But it's a fun game.
Definitely go check it out. There are some, like we said, there's some minor things about it.
Right. First,
but all games have minor things, and
yeah,
this game, I mean, for what it does wrong, it does some things right.
Yep. Yes.
I hope they add like DLC, hopefully free, that includes more characters, maybe some new levels, new environments, and probably some new enemies.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, for as much as we played, we fought a lot of goblins.
Yes.
We've pretty much committed genocide with them.
Yeah, we've killed a lot of goblins. A lot of little green goblins all over the place. A lot of green goblin blood all over the place. So what would you, if you had to rate it, what would you rate this game? On a scale from 1 to 10 right now.
I feel like I would have to rate it an 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I want to give it a higher rating, there are too many problems with it that make me want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just tells me not to.
Right.
But maybe I'll raise it higher if they fix some of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'd be really cool.
Yeah. So I'd have to rate it an 8. I think the couple things that I wish they had more characters to choose from. I wish you could buy stuff from the merchant instead of just upgrading.
Yeah.
And selling. And I think basically the fact that we've had to have somebody get booted out a couple times while playing is kind of a bummer to have to restart everything all over again on that level. Other than that, I think the game is fun to play. It's definitely a fun co-op game to play online or somebody local. And it's fun with the four of us playing. I think all four of us have enjoyed it, gone into it. And, you know, we're either laughing at stuff as, you know, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, the characters do have funny death sounds and...
Yeah,
the ragdoll physics are pretty funny to see,
and I mean, it's funny to watch, you know, your partners jump across something and then fall off the edge multiple times, and then reappear right next to you to only go and try it again and fall off the edge and then reappear next to you and then try it again, which has happened multiple times. I think with probably all of us at least once. And there's a lot of times where you jump and you're like, oh, I completely missed that one. Or somebody raises something that's supposed to elevate you up and you go to jump on and they've raised it up. And so you fall to your death. So
yeah.
It's got some really funny stuff to it. Just, so we've had a good time playing with it. So
yeah. One more thing for the developers. It's weird having, you know, the main area have a merchant and then on the other opposite side of them, on the opposite, I would say diagonal from them, is an anvil that's not being occupied by anybody, but there's an obvious open space that could fill someone in as a character. So, and we've played a decent amount, so we haven't met any blacksmith of any sort.
Right.
So I thought maybe he can actually, you can buy stuff from him. Maybe you can get, or maybe you can upgrade what your stuff is. So you can make maybe common and uncommon and so on. But no, we haven't met anything of that yet. So
yeah,
hopefully and maybe you can add something like that if there isn't anything.
Yeah. If there isn't, then, or I don't know, maybe there is if you play at a certain level. I don't know. I mean,
that'd be weird, but yeah,
that would be weird. But yeah, there's definitely a couple things like that on the leveled or the home area where you're kind of like, you know, there's like a blacksmith section. It's like, oh, well, why isn't there a blacksmith there? It'd be kind of cool if they had a blacksmith where you could, maybe if you can't buy a weapon every time, but buy a weapon every once in a while, you know. Even if they made it like real expensive to buy, okay, it'd be still cool to be able to at least save up money to buy something different. So, but who knows? Maybe they'll add that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's all for this episode. Well, all
right. So what do we got next episode? What game are we playing?
Next episode, we're going under. Well, at least that's the title of it.
It's not going to Australia, right?
I mean, we could, but no, it's going under.
This is by Team 17. You might have heard of these people if you played The Escapists.
Okay.
These guys are pretty decently popular.
Yeah.
And well known. So basically, it's a dungeon crawler where you can wield office junk as weaponry, and you can use anything you find as a weapon.
Hmm. And you're in an office building or something like that, I guess?
You're kind of you're an unpaid intern in a dystopian city.
Oh, okay. Cool. So an angry intern grabbing weapons and beating up their coworkers.
Yeah, pretty much of what we know.
Cool. Everybody's dream job.
Yeah, so if you're interested, this is also on Game Pass. So if you want to play it before us, go right ahead.
Yeah. So we'll probably play it on Game Pass to try it out. All right, cool. All right, that's all I got, Mr. K.
Yep, same here.
All right.
All right, stay in the struggle, folks.
All right.
Peace. Game over. Hey guys, how's it going? I hope you enjoyed the episode. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and if you go on our website with the same name, you can also find us on all the other kinds of stuff you can listen to us to. Anyways, hope you have a wonderful day, folks. Stay destructible, and peace.